weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, nigga. Marijuana love. Do it, man.
Mary Jane. Chris Fowley.
It's my first.
Hello.
The gang is reunited. I feel like Mr. Weed Lover himself, Big Hungry, is here. And Chris Fowley is here, runs here in the new year, officially kicking off.
Chris has got an extra Timmy vibe about him at the moment, cruising around with his... you look quite normal, actually, without the... excuse the pun. Without the crutches.
That's right. I'm trying my best, you know, get back
Chris,
into it.
Did you think about trading...
Put a help from CBD along the way.
Yeah.
Did you think about trading in one of your legs for a peg leg?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not ready to give
shaped
up a leg
like
just yet.
Shaped like a joint, though.
Yeah. No. No.
But too soon, John. Sorry. Sorry, Chris.
It's not. Whoa. I didn't want to think about it. But hey, speaking of CBD and recovery, this week we had another story in the media to mark the new year of a bunch of All Blacks, Europe-based All Blacks, getting into CBD. And in fact, I put out a tweet about it on the normal account, mentioning that Liam Messam, Jerome Kino, Colin Slade, Victor Vito, all endorsing a CBD oil product that's now available in the UK.
Ah, right,
and
the UK.
Lo and behold, there's today, old Jerome is liking the tweet. So, you know, cheers, Jerome.
Right up in it. I mean, they probably have just not been able to have a sesh for so long, being a high, you know, getting drug tested and all that stuff.
Well, so CBD is removed from the WADA list for a start, so it's not part of the drug testing
anymore.
WADA
like a USADA
awesome.
Type thing?
It's like the World Anti-Drug something or other, and they regulate all the drug testing. So that got removed, that's awesome, and also it doesn't get metabolized in any kind of way that could trigger a drug test. So CBD among sports and athletes, people that play anything or just want to recover from injuries. It seems to be very good for topical application.
Yeah, first I saw was this was a couple of years back was NBA players really getting into it for the wind down, like because their joints get a hammering with the twisting and turning, and they're always really tall, lanky dudes, you know, quite knobbly. Actually, look at John. We're talking about a similar body shape to John. So he should be a cyclist or a basketball star.
Or not that tall.
Or a swimmer. And you know, they were claiming it's the go. It's the absolute go. So no surprises there. The All Blacks are doing it. It's like Weet-Bix.
Come on, yeah. And, you know, Mother England and all.
No,
we just got a text in. Fuck the All Blacks. Okay, moving on.
Chris, I feel like we've kind of made it past that first week of the year where everyone still is at a loose end. Have you heard from Parliament? What's going on?
Jeez, we're straight into it.
Hello, yes, it's Parliament here.
Is Parliament back?
I think they convene around...
Don't text in saying fuck Parliament, please.
Rutting around Waitangi, isn't that their kind of a big welcome back kind of week, you know? So, we're not quite there yet, but you know, I'm sure there's lots of planning going on. But one of the things that has happened is Andrew Little, bless him, has announced that the Ministry of Justice will have this special crack squad of people who will be on hand. This might even...
On crack?
Might even... involve a helpline, you know, 0800 weed me or something, and
it's
to answer your question, to dispel the information,
the propaganda,
and to kind of keep an eye on the mischievous and outlandish claims.
Wait. Can I just say, hang on, is the number really 0800 weed me?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Are you joking? God damn it, I don't know what's going on.
Call it now, quick. No, but hey, the squad's happening, so I'm not quite sure when you know. But anyway, so that's good. There's going to be people actively working alongside to dispel the myths. And when there's certain billboards
like
put
a Santa
up or whatever,
hotline.
I guess so. Yeah. Speak to the authoritar, and this is what when they say this evil gummy bear on the thing, and hopefully they'll have a bit of power to actually you know order said billboard down or whatever. But
there's some concerning ads on the terrestrial television at the moment as well. a lot of lumping in of weed with a bunch of other stuff and then the car accidents and stuff. And it's quite interesting, but it's always pretty much always involves alcohol and some other situation, speed or something. I'm being very vague because I don't really know. I don't want to like shout the ad out or anything. John's making that cringy face. Like,
he is.
No, I guess what I'm cringing about is these sort of mysterious financial supporters of these campaigns. And I got a question where it's coming from.
Certainly on our side, we ain't got any. I wish we did.
I was in Taupo and I saw an installation showing your road deaths in 2017. They obviously had the statistics. And drugs was represented by a cannabis leaf. All drugs. That was their symbol for drugs. And it's like, mate, half the planet considers it medicinal stuff now. It's not, you know, like... So annoying.
Indeed. So the key there, though, of course, you know, driving responsibly, being a responsible cannabis consumer, and that's what we need to be modelling, you know, this year in the lead up to the referendum is responsible cannabis use when we're out and about, and doing things like driving, you know, so not within a few hours at least. And it looks like the driving regime that we're going to get is, I think, you know, pretty much as good as we could hope for, in that it unfortunately does involve an oral swab. Now the argument will be over what kind of one we have, because the one in that's used in Australia and also the one that's used in Canada, there's a new study that's just come out and it showed it had a really high rate of false positives. So people who are innocent being accused of having something in their saliva, also a really high rate of false negatives of people who should have triggered a positive test.
How do you know it's a false positive? Do you have to fight it in court and then you? Like how,
this was the study where they were also testing people's or giving them the cannabis and then testing whatever it was. So they were actually looking at, you know, properly how it was working and that. So
when it's in effect,
that's something that they're going to need to work on. But the key thing there is that's only indicative. That's just the first screen. Then it's back to the existing thing, which is walk the line on a you know, touch your nose and that one. And that's actually the best test there is in the world in terms of
impairment.
Of correlation with actual impairment.
Yeah, motor skills
as opposed to just detection of a metabolite in your system. And then though, even if you fail that one, then it's a blood test where the level of THC active metabolite in your blood will be calibrated at a level that equates to alcohol impairment.
That's the real deal.
And you can't ask for better than that. That's the one that actually goes to court, that final step. If you fail all the ones leading up to it. So it's very evidence-based, it's very much based on actual impairment.
What will the testing, will it be like a bus?
It might be because they'll have to take samples and things.
It would probably be
that kind of
thing.
They
won't have that many of them, eh?
Yeah. But it's good to get that out of the way anyway. The lead up to the referendum, you can know there that that's happening whether people vote yes or no. So it's not a factor in people's decision anymore. It's not a question of if we legalise cannabis and vote yes, then will such and such happen, because that testing is happening regardless.
Okay.
And so that really just neutralises that issue, which I think is a good thing.
Petrified people out there.
Chris, just going back to the issue before this about the attack ads on cannabis legalisation, someone's actually texting an interesting question going, why are there not any pro cannabis ads on TV from some of the bigger companies, say Helios or something like that?
Why is there
nothing in
favour?
You'd
have to ask them in terms of that one. But yeah, we've asked around, we've passed the hat around, and it's just not happening. There's a lot of people just saying
wait
and see, or you know, that the amounts that people think they might be required for medical cannabis just leave with nothing left over, even though we're hearing they're raising millions. They don't seem to have any spare change, so you know, I'm not quite sure, but certainly in the legalised cannabis campaign, we don't have any big mysterious benefactors feeding us a whole lot of money that we can run billboards or ads, unfortunately. But I would love that to happen, and it'd be great to do some crowdsource kind of stuff where everyone chips in and, you know, maybe we can do a few things.
How many
like
months
that.
Now until this?
Well, we're at the beginning of the year. It's got to be by the end of the year.
Okay.
Because there's two referendums, this and the euthanasia one, then it's unlikely the election date will change dramatically.
Okay.
It's probably going to be November.
Right.
And there's the countdown.
And just lastly, I thought we'll take one last one from the text machine. Everybody can answer this one. What's our thoughts on dabs? I like them.
Well, yes. For experienced cannabis users, shall I say?
Straight to the top. Yeah, take it easy out there. Do it with your mates.
Yeah, take
all
it
of
easy.
These things. If you're going to push the boat out, just do it with your friends. Do it with your good buddies. That's all I can recommend.
It involves less smoking, but it's a more intense high. It's not really incredibly different from hash, which has been around for a very long time, but it's done with a blowtorch and a hot nail, and so it's kind of a bit full on.
Yep.
But you know, it's less smoking. So if that's what people want, and if they need a quick onset, it's the one. But for those who are mentally, stronger perhaps, and used to it with a high tolerance, they might want an easier way up.
Do a cup dots first.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be approved under the medical scheme in that kind of exact format, but you never know. And that's another thing that will be regulated under the referendum. They haven't set the exact concentrates will be allowed. But there might be a limit, or there will be a limit on the upper strength of THC, and there could be a tax that ramps up as THC content goes up as well. So there's a few things there, but we'll know that kind of thing, I think, by about March or April. They'll be releasing all the final details on the referendum bill.
Okay, so that's John. Lastly, thoughts on dabs?
Excited?
You're excited about dabs.
Thanks, Chris.
That was Marijuana Media.